What's up, fam? On this episode of the Snapback Sports Pod, the Lakers are eliminated from playoff contention. Opening day is here in the MLB. We chat about who's going to win the Masters. Could Tiger really pull it off? While recapping the Kansas win over Carolina. And then we check in with Eagleson.
Snapback fam, new app.
The Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson.
I'm a Raven. He's on all year, every year.
Jackson takes it himself.
Oh, he broke his ankle.
For the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over.
Bryant took the jumper.
And the Lakers lead.
Mamba out.
What up, fam? I'm your host, Jack Settleman. Joining me today, as always, my co-host and longtime best friend, Abe Granoff. Abe, what is on your mind today?
I think today I want to start with a bit of a quote. And I want you to let me – this is really a what's on your mind combination between you and I, Jack. I just want to get your opinion on this quote. It really resonated with me. So the quote is as such, quote, "Keep talking about my squad, our personnel ages, the way they play. We're past our time in this league, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do me one more favor, please." And I mean, please, prayer. "Keep that same narrative energy." That's caps. "When it begins!" Exclamation point. "That's all I ask." Hashtag thank you. End quote. What does that quote mean to you?
You know, I'll ask you that. It takes me back to a time when we were called a speck of dust. And, you know, we wanted, you know, people were saying we were over the hill. We were 23. Now we're 25 and 26.
You guys are done. You already had Nate Burleson. You guys already had Ennis Freedom. Wait, what is his name?
Ennis Freedom is his name. So that's what it reminds me of. And, you know, we've kept that energy. I just hope everyone has kept that energy as we continue to strive and
please.
Thrive. What does that quote remind you of, Abe?
This quote reminds me about... That's a good question, Jack. This quote reminds me about what could have been. You know, it doesn't pertain to anything specifically, but like, well, this is a sports podcast, so we'll just turn it to sports. Like, let's say a team was put together in an off season, and they had some high expectations, and at the end of the year, they had more starting lineups in the regular season than they did wins. I think at that moment in time is when the tweet, kind of like the bubble, should have an asterisk next to it, because at the end of the day, we're just asking you to keep that energy. But you can't keep that energy when our personnel isn't out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the personnel.
So at the end of
the funniest part about the whole, like, well, they were injured, they had potential.
For those of you who are living under a rock, that's what LeBron James tweeted in the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
About this year's Lakers, as in the Lakers that are going to be in the same spot that the Orlando Magic are in about the end of the weekend.
So the funny part,
with five Hall of Famers, six if Malik Monk gets over the hump.
Yeah, that I'm not necessarily on board with, because obviously Carmelo isn't Carmelo, and some, you know, Dwight isn't Dwight per se. But first of all, the star that you aligned with, Anthony Davis, gets injured. Like, that's
you said what?
The star, Anthony Davis is a star. He's a star. Right?
We just throw out the word star.
Nah,
nowadays.
He's a star.
He's a good player. Good player.
You don't have Anthony Davis in the star category?
Star of what?
Huh?
Star of what?
So AD gets injured. A Disney gets injured a lot. And then if you're going to sign 14 players who are all aged over 40, well, they'll probably come with some injury risk. I mean, that's just the nature of the sport. Lakers are eliminated from the postseason. The GOAT, that is LeBron James, 37 years old. Are we in 18 or 19?
19, I think.
Next year's 20? Eagleson, check that for us. I feel like we should know with the amount of hashtags, you know, Wash King has given us before. But Lakers finally eliminated. You're probably listening to this podcast like, everyone, even when they're eliminated, you won't stop talking about the Lakers. Let us have this dance, though. Let us do one little victory lap. And I don't even know why we're victory lapping. I picked them to
win
the
title. We both predicted them to win the finals.
I predicted them to win it all. I thought Russ was going to work. I thought LeBron could still play at that level, which he has. I thought I actually, my whole thesis was like, Russ, AD, LeBron. That's it. That's all they need.
They'll figure it out.
I don't know what went wrong. A lot of the blame put on Russ. Obviously, Vogel's going to get fired because LaCoach killer. I just don't think that maybe LeBron helped his teammates. Russell Westbrook last season averaged a triple-double. Like, I don't know. I don't know where the blame falls. All that I do know, they don't have a lottery pick, even though they're in the lottery. Nothing's changing or improving. And there's been murmurs from Russ, from AD. I don't know if LeBron's spoken yet about, like, let's try and run this thing back. Oh, please, Lord. Please, Lord.
Seriously, though, Jack, what did you see? Okay, before you jump out of your chair to answer this question, what did you see this year that indicates to you that if the Lakers were to run it back, full health all year, obviously a huge step. What happened this year that shows you that even if they run it back, this team is garbage, fully healthy?
Oh, I don't think they were
garbage. Like, if they do run it back.
No, I don't think they were garbage because of injuries at all.
I'm saying, okay, so what if they're fully healthy next year and they do run it back because, well, they have no choice.
Right.
Where will this team end and what is their, like, why won't it work?
I think they're fighting. I think they're fighting for the play-in again. I don't think LeBron and Russ's styles work together. And what if you...
You don't think Russ can operate next to the second leading, emphasis on second, second leading scorer in the NBA?
Yeah, he's not a scorer, though, but he's... But put some respect on his scoring type vibe.
Super hot fire voice.
He's too ball dominant for Russ's style, so it just doesn't work. And he always deflects. Like, he never takes blame, so, like, all the blame went on to Russ. And Russ is a chaotic player, so, like, when everyone's blaming Russ, he obviously lost himself for a little in the midst of that. And you know, if you take a step back, Anthony Davis isn't a good three-point shooter. He's not a very good jump shooter in general. He can shoot it.
I'm pretty sure Taj Gibson shot higher than Anthony Davis this year from three.
This was the low. And the
Markel Fultz is shooting higher three-point percentage. Ben Simmons is only 18% behind Anthony Davis this year from the three-point line.
The bubble was, it was just an anomaly. He shot 38% from three, and there were nights, the majority of the nights he was the best player on the floor. He was the best player on the floor. But if you remove yourself from the situation, this is now year four of LeBron in LA, which is kind of crazy to think about.
First year, we don't count, right? First that was the Lonzo, young guys.
First year.
3 years with AD.
Right. But no. But just in general, look at his tenure in the West with the Lakers. First year, they don't make the playoffs. He gets hurt for the first time in his career, misses, you know, more than 10 games. Second year, they win in the bubble. And what people don't necessarily remember is they weren't like this dominant team going into the bubble. Everyone knew they had LeBron and the Lakers with AD. Like, they thought that could be enough. It broke weird. We all fucking know how weird the bubble was. TJ Warren was like...
I was going to say, when's the last time you heard TJ Warren's name?
He hasn't played since. He scored 50.
Remember when I predicted that? Remember when I predicted before we went to the bubble what would change? And I said, these people that you have no idea are finally going to be confident and just be a bucket.
Buckets.
Because there's no pressure. And that's why TJ... Didn't TJ Warren average like...
42.
69.
42 a night.
For like five games.
Yeah, for a five-game stretch. So the bubble... But now that's season two. Season three. Injuries kind of play. I still believe, and I picked the Suns before the series, I still thought the Suns were going to beat that Lakers team. And year four, they were just awful. And so, of course, there's different players, personnel throughout those 4 years. But they've missed the playoffs two of the 4 years. They got smoked in the first round, one of them. And the only year of success is in that bubble. So that's why I think if they run it back, they're just not a good team. But what other choice is that? I think LeBron might leave.
Is he unrestricted after this year?
He's,
no way he leaves.
No way.
Literally no, 0.0.
You know people think he's going back to Cleveland after this season.
Cleveland has to want him.
I know.
Cleveland has to want him. But the reason why LeBron isn't leaving, well, first off, nothing drastically is changing with this Lakers roster. You have three guys in LeBron, AD, and Russ.
I disagree. The Knicks will
I'm saying with the other 12, but like at the same time, Jack, those aren't going to be like impactful six mans, it's going to be nine minimum contract guys again. No. It's going to be all these old people that are fighting for their career. How do you fix this team that is so paid, that is so old?
It's not paid enough. They're all on 1 year.
No. It's right. But with this roster now, there's not much you can do. How do you maximize the oldest team in the NBA? You bring in somebody who fucking loves to play old people in Doc Rivers. That's what the Lakers do.
This is such a selfish segment that you're doing right now.
Jack, I opened... If you can't tell how much I've matured as a sports fan in my life in the past 4 years, call it, I opened the segment, the show today, trolling the guy that I fought for to call the GOAT. Now, don't get me wrong. 11 seed... Latax invasion, whatever you want to call him.
Invasion. I want to see him.
What was it?
Ovation.
Well, it's that thing that you just tweeted about, the raw fish market.
Right. That's true.
Something like that. So he's probably involved in that. But I've opened up. I still think he's the GOAT. And people are saying, today officially ends the conversation. Shut up. You are never going to admit it anyway. So shut your mouth. We can all have fun trolling LeBron.
I am curious.
We can pull up the old tweets.
Because you said, you've always been Team LeBron. I've always been Team Jordan. We agreed if he got to six that maybe that conversation ends. Then it kind of got reframed, in my opinion.
No. You said five, and it's a serious debate.
Yeah.
You said six over, and it's done.
But as the star. And right now, Malik Monk was kind of the star of that Lakers squad. So. Anyways,
LeBron could have done a little bit more, right? He could have done a little bit more. He could have led the league in scoring. However, there's a guy in the other conference that leads the league in double teams in the isolation who's averaging more points per game just because he wants it more.
Well, but LeBron couldn't lead the league in scoring because he actually doesn't qualify. LeHurt.
No. How funny would this
be?
He's not going to play.
If he plays and tries to win the screen, Abe, at that point, you have to admit it's just there's something that we need to, he needs therapy, serious level.
No, he's the GOAT of basketball. He's also the boat of basketball, the most brutal of all time.
So
he is.
Yeah.
I genuinely think LeBron's going to play.
He's not playing. It's not worth it to him. He knows.
Could you imagine if he plays two more games, averages 45, and goes 0-2? The Instagram that we get after that 56th loss of the year or whatever the fuck it is at this point.
Super hot. All right, this is all I want to get out ahead of. I am not using this season as a knock on LeBron James's legacy because it shouldn't be. It's one of 18 or 19, whatever we decided. But let's not use the fact that he did score 30 to say, oh, incredible. It adds to let's take it off the docket. Let's remove the MJ Wizards years. Let's remove the last 2 years from LeBron and the Lakers. I'm fine with that because let's talk peak and peak. We can talk, but we can't. It can't be both. If you want to play, he averaged 30 at 37. That's fucking sick. But I want to play He couldn't even make the playoffs in an expanded field in the worst Western Conference in two decades. So it's up to you. Dealer's choice. You want insurance. For those who, have never been to a casino.
I think I'm going to fold.
Yeah, fold that one. All right. We're done with the Lakers. Everyone's done with the Lakers. Knicks win more games than the Lakers. RJ Barrett's the GOAT. We're on to baseball. Yuck. We're not. Are you excited for baseball at all?
Hell yeah, I'm excited for baseball starting in August.
Right. Well, it's April, and opening day is tomorrow, or it is now. If you're listening to the podcast, ESPN reported last week that Boston and Philly... Okay, so confirm Matisse Thybulle did not get a second shot. Is what it is. All right, let's make some picks.
That good at defense.
Who you got for MVP?
I can't pick Bryce again, can I? The spring training that he's having.
Right?
I don't know if we call them conferences.
Whatever. What do they call
them in baseball?
In the sport? Leagues?
Leagues.
It's one league.
ALNL.
Okay.
you know what? A lot of adjustments to their lineup this year, an improved team. I'm going to go Vlad Guerrero Jr. Just missed out last year. Almost was a Triple Crown guy. Saw he lost a lot of weight. I'm going to go Vlad Guerrero Jr. Eagleson shutting. Yes, sir. Shut up, Eagleson.
Nah, just such a bold take to go with one of the favorites. Like, why are you framing it like that's like a crazy take? Like, he hit 40 home runs. And
because I didn't take Shohei. Well, all right, let's look at the – do they even have MVP on?
I don't see MVP.
Third favorite. We got Ohtani. Here's something. If you want to talk about the Lakers, let's talk about another team in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim consistently do not make the playoffs. And last year they had this year's first and second favorite for MVP on their team. It's just the Angels are an absolute atrocity. But I'm going to go Vlad Guerrero Jr. And in the NL, see, I'm leaning Mookie, I'm leaning Freddie Freeman, but I kind of get like KD Warriors vibes where, except it's different in baseball because it's less of a, you can just prove how dominant you are individually, less of a team sport that is basketball. I'm going to stay away from the Dodgers. I don't really like Acuna coming off the injury. Harper I could pick, you know, that's fun.
Can you explain to me why Juan Soto is plus 280 and the next closest is plus 700? I mean, they must think he's going to just shred.
He's nasty, and he plays on not a great team, so it's just going to be his, like, he's going to be, like, last year, all three MVP candidates in the National League, and maybe American League. I think it was American League. Didn't make the playoffs.
It's not like you get more opportunities. Like, he's hitting third. Everyone on this list is hitting.
He's nasty.
No, he is, but I was just shocked to see
that. I'm going to go Yelich. I'm going to go Christian Yelich, coming off the back injury last year, missed a lot of time. I'm going to go Yelich to win the MVP. Yelich and Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Okay. I like that. Like that pick. I'm going to go with when's Tatis coming back?
Not for a little while,
I believe. Not for a little while. So probably.
But it's baseball. It's.
Right. There are 92 months in the baseball. Well, let's start in the American League. And Jack's pick is going to be – I'll go Correa. I'll go with a player on the Blue Jays. What? Why'd you look like that?
Correa's on the Twins.
Oh, and the Twins. And
– George Springer on the Blue Jays.
Yeah. They're both from the Astros, though, right?
Baseball pod.
Yeah,
baseball pod.
No, I think Correa is just being slept on. He's at 41 odds, and he could easily be the best player in the AL and will get attention and love for doing so. I want to go with Tatis, but I'd probably take him later in the season. So I'll go with Arenado. Arenado to the Cardinals. They got Pujols there now. They got Goldie, so they should be a good team. What? Do they not have Pujols?
They got Pujols. They have Pujols
there.
They
got Gold. No, I'm not saying.
They do have Pujols.
I'm saying for
there.
Attention purposes. So I'm going to go Arenado. He's just been that guy forever, and I think this is where he gets recognition finally. Maybe.
Okay.
Thoughts?
World Series pick. What do you got, Jackson?
Thoughts?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, why not? Okay, World Series to win it all, I'm going to go with the New York Mets. No, I'm kidding.
I was going to say. The Mets are already Metsing.
I know.
Season hasn't started. You got Scherzer
and DeGrom are down already. Okay. I'm going to give you an AL and an NL selection.
Pick the Fightins. That's what a World Series matchup would be, so good job.
Oh, you want me to pick the Phillies to make the playoffs for the first time in a decade?
Well, it's a new decade, so.
It is a new decade.
It would be the first time, you're right, technically.
I want to go with the Yankees out of the AL. You know, every year is the year they put it all together.
Joke. This year is actually the year of all years that the Yankees fans are the most down on their squad.
I know. That's why I kind of love it. No, I'll go. Is White Sox? I'll go White Sox. White Sox win the World Series. Why not? Let me name some players of
Chicago.
The White Sox. Let me try. Abreu. Right?
I think he's still there.
Yeah. Jose Abreu.
You got one of the swaggiest players in baseball on that roster.
Timmy A. That's my guy.
Timmy Anderson.
There's a guy.
You got a young stud that hits dingers.
What's his first initial last name?
R.
Oh, Roberto. Right?
There's a little bit of a stereotype.
No.
With that answer. His name's
Luis. Luis.
His name's Luis. Yes.
Robert?
Correct. Yes.
Who's their catcher?
You've got,
he's on my MLB The Show team.
He's, I'll give you a hint. He's named after a car.
Mercedes. Yeah. Yerman.
Yerman Mercedes. Yerman.
Yo, he's short, but he rakes.
This is awful radio, but if you're picking anybody other than the Dodgers to win the World Series, you're just trying to get cute.
No, I don't
this
think
is,
so.
Yes.
They're still plus 500.
They're plus 230 to come out of the NL.
That's not like that shows.
230.
That shows baseball is like a tough sport.
They have three players in the top seven of MVP odds.
No, I know that they're a wagon, but plus 230 is not like, that's not, you know, the Knicks are plus 230 to beat the Nets tonight. Is that a lock? No. Will we be betting on it?
Baby bro.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. If you're betting on anybody against the Dodgers to win the NL, then you're just trying to get cute. Unless it's the Phillies, because they hit a lot of dingers, but they also might give up a lot of runs.
The Phillies stink. So who's your pick? Who's your pick?
I'm going to go Dodgers over... I'm going to go with it again. Dodgers over Astros. I think we stay with it.
They do hang around. I was going to throw some love to the Rays. The problem is, you pick out of that AL East, and it's just like those teams are going to beat each other up. You got to play the Red Sox, Rays, Yankees, Blue Jays.
Four out of the top six AL favorites to come out are in the AL East.
And then
you have the Yankees on the outside. So you've got the Orioles, the Blue Jays, the Rays, and the Red Sox.
Yeah. Crazy.
Well, let's just take a... You know what, Jack? Let's take a little guess. Can I find over-under win totals on this website? What do you think the Orioles over-under win total is?
Okay. I'll set the line. And if it's whatever, we'll take the over. If we take the under, we take the under.
Keep in mind. Whatever. Okay. I'm not sure if it's 162 games. It might be like 150 something.
Oh, because they canceled.
Okay. Canceled the first 2 weeks or two series. But anyway, Orioles line.
Do we know that they canceled multiple games, or are they playing them?
Chances are they would have lost the canceled games anyway. So just pick.
I think the Orioles will surprise and win 61 games.
61.5. 61.5.
I guess they're not surprising anyone. Yeah, I could see us getting back to 100 losses. The team stinks. Like,
getting back to 100? What, did you guys not lose 100 last year?
No. Like, we did it last year, and we'll get back to 100 more losses.
Oh, you're going to repeat.
Yeah.
You're going to repeat.
Yeah.
Back to back. Okay.
What would you have more confidence in, the Orioles over or Phillies to make the playoffs? Both are like minus 110.
Phillies to make the playoffs. Let's just look. Let's see to make the playoffs if there are odds.
No, I know they're.
I think they were like minus 130 or something.
Yeah.
But, I mean, dude, it's the Orioles. It's plain and simple. It's the Orioles.
You haven't made the playoffs.
That's enough baseball.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go golfing. Non-sport, but very excited for the golfing.
Yeah, just an activity. Let's talk about activities.
Tiger Woods will be participating. Underdog has a special. If you use the code Jack, Tiger Strokes.
I actually don't want to talk Masters with you.
Why?
Because you're so fucking negative and
not
just...
Not negative. You want to... Underdog,
obviously...
Underdog set Tiger's line at 999 strokes.
Well, they're just looking out for the fam.
Yeah, they are just looking out for the fam. So go to Underdog Fantasy, use code Jack, take the under on Tiger. Look, Abe, I'm not...
Honestly, maybe if you're listening to Jack's analysis on the Masters, take the over.
Right. Look, Abe.
Some kid DM'd me the other week on the Cat special, and he took the over by accident. And he was like, yo, can Jack get this flip for me? I was like, I think you're smoked, my boy.
I think that's on you, honestly. So, Abe, my job as leader of the fam is to help. And what we do on this podcast is we hit it like a 75% clip on the people.
Your job is to help?
Yeah.
So why did you hire your brother to give out bets?
We're fading him, and we're getting rich off of it because he's the worst gambler.
Don't think people are fading him.
I hope they're not telling.
You don't tell people to fade the intern.
No, we do. We do. We say fade the intern. It's a thing. Anyways. Okay.
But don't say you're out here to help when I hired your brother to run a betting
account. I am here to help. And with that being said, I need to make recommendations to young, innocent bettors who don't know better, like yourself, to not wager real-life money on Tiger Woods to win the tournament. That was my stance 48 hours
ago. Okay. Did it change?
What's coming from him, his camp, others around the tour is like, it looks like he's just going to play and like could play.
It's not a matter of his golf swing. It's not a matter of his golf game. It's can he walk the course?
And it sounds
like
he's
physically walk the course a year or a half after. Dude, he is painting fairways.
Right.
This is Tiger Woods. If you're a fan of golf, if you're a fan of the activity of golf, the Masters, you love the tradition, you don't have to watch every tournament, but you tune in for the big ones, the Masters. It's Tiger Woods at Augusta. He has 5 green jackets. Tiger Woods is the sport of golf. It's not wagering on Tiger Woods. It's fulfilling a duty of being a fan of golf and owning the responsibility that whenever that man at this point in his career steps on the course to play a major, if he wins, I want to become richer because of it. You ride Tiger out of respect. I will be betting on Tiger to win the Masters. Do I think he has a chance to win the Masters? He said absolutely, so I'm going to go with absolutely. I'm going to go with absolutely. If this was any other golfer, right? If this was Colin Morikawa, if this was Scottie Scheffler, the hottest name in golf right now. If this was these big golfers that had this traumatic injury that haven't played tournament golf in 17 months, would you say they had a chance to win the Masters this year? No shot in hell. But this is Tiger Woods. This is Tiger Woods. He used to be in the minuses to win tournaments 10, 15 years ago. He won the Masters 3 years ago after another incredible comeback after all these back surgery. He defies golf logic. And that's as simple as that. That is why, whether you believe he's going to win it or not, like I do, that's why you take Tiger, out of pure respect. And you being this Debbie Downer, telling people, don't waste your money, you're going to burn it, you're burning, blah, 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 plus 5,000 isn't even good odds. Fuck you. It's like simple. If you like golf, you're going to bet on Tiger. And you like golf, so you should bet on Tiger. It's simple as that. And the good news is, if for some lightning in a bottle reason he is wearing a green jacket this Sunday, books all over the world are shut down. Sports gambling ceases to exist, so we all inevitably get richer in general. It's literally over.
Well, you wouldn't get paid out.
The amount of money that they're taking on this guy.
Yeah, this
is... No, absolutely not.
This is a sportsbook dream.
Just seeing Tiger... The guy almost fucking died.
Right.
A year and a half ago.
That's
he
why
almost died,
you don't
and now he's
bet
playing
him
at Augusta.
To win a golf tournament, Abe. That's the point.
What, because he almost died?
Look, I got some good intel from some people who know golf. Here's the picks they gave me, so I'm going to
LeBron show almost died. LeBron almost died. He pretty much broke his hand.
Yeah. And ankle.
And he won a chip after that.
He almost had to get his ankle amputated.
That was horrible.
This is the information I was given, so I'm going to share it, and I'm just going to be who I am. Sean Burns? Is that his name? Something Burns. Look up Burns and Matty Fitzpatrick. Those are two long shot guys. And these intelligent people are telling me, look.
Sam Burns.
I knew there was an S there. Sam Burns and Matt, or we'll call him Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Matty Fitz. He, you know who he is. Matty Fitz is a lad.
He's a lad. He is a lad.
Is he? Is he Irish? Is he?
They're all lads.
He's a lad. I'm pretty sure. Lads.
And the third nugget was, the guy said to me, "Look, I'm fading Tiger a lot. Like, any action I can get down that is a bet against Tiger Woods, I am taking it because it's the sharper play and there's value, but I'll be rooting for him." And
oh, yeah, really sharp play. Bet against the guy that hasn't, that almost died, that hasn't played tournament golf. Did you need a fucking VORP rating to figure that out?
Well, you're the dunce that's betting on him, and so it is a sharp
play. I'm not the dunce. I'm the one that's paying respect. But don't come here and tell me this guy's a fucking sharp because he's betting against Tiger.
I'm saying it's
what?
A sharp play.
Guy hasn't played golf in 17 months.
It's a sharp play.
No, it's not. Just because it's fading what everybody else is doing doesn't mean it's a sharp play.
No, it's a sharp play because
people are betting on Tiger. People are not betting on Tiger because they think he's going to win. People are betting on Tiger because it's Tiger fucking Woods, and that's what you do when it's the Masters. It's simple. It's really not that complicated. So don't call someone who's fading Tiger, "Oh, this guy knows what he's talking about." No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. It's as simple as that.
There's value. There's value.
Is there value?
There's value to betting.
Let's look. Let's
what
look.
What is he to miss the cut?
Tiger to miss the cut, minus 164. Why is that valuable?
Because he should be minus 1,000 to miss the cut.
Now I'm taking him to make the cut. Fuck you.
Take it against
Simple
me.
As that. You're a hater.
Classic you. Classic you, 100 to win 150. Standard you. I get 100, he misses, you get 150.
So I get plus 150 on this for him to make the cut?
Yeah.
I don't want your money. I want the government's.
Oh, okay, okay. I see, I see.
All no, because right. Then you're just an asshole. Like, I don't want to have to deal with you texting me, "Oh, Tiger just putted off the
I'm
green or something, and it rolled
him.
Down
that's
11. I
don't
want to see that.
Him.
Yes, you are. Yes, you
him.
Are. No, you're not.
I'm a student
Jack,
of the game,
you're preaching
though.
To the choir.
I'm a student of the game. The
you're not a
student.
First off, it's not a sport, so it's not a game.
No,
it's an activity.
I'm talking about the money-making game, and I want to profit off of Tiger's inability to perform, but I can root for him. That ain't no problem.
That's not how that works.
It's like you rooting for the Sixers, but you hope DeAndre Jordan tears his ACL.
I never said that. I hope he's unvaccinated. I hope he gets suspended for that egregious flagrant 2 last night. I do not wish for him to tear his ACL. MCL, maybe. Achilles, maybe.
He's vegan.
But
he's
I'm excited for this tournament nonetheless. Like, if you saw what Tiger's practice round looked like to say that won't fire him up and get him past the physical roadblocks, dude, it's Tiger.
We're going to talk about it after the break. But motivation in the national championship, same thing. We'll be right back. All right, fam, we are back. Kansas Jayhawks, national champions, beat the North Carolina Tar Heels. Tar Heels had a tough draw, I'm not going to lie. They only play six guys as is. Puff Johnson thrown up on the court. Caleb Love turns his ankle early. Manic took a shot that I don't think Conor McGregor could have handled. He was playing double concussed. And then, of course...
Concussed. Huh? Concussed.
That's what I said. Double
concussed. Concussed.
Yeah.
Confirmed concussed.
Confirmed concussed. Baycott turns his ankle late in the game. So for a team that only had six players, to see four go down is not easy. So I think that played a massive part in Kansas's comeback. But Kansas probably shouldn't have fallen that far behind to begin with. They couldn't make layups. They couldn't score early. And it came down to the wire, and Carolina just ran out of steam at the very last moment. Some doo-doo ran out of bounds, so anyone who had Kansas minus four, sorry. I called Kansas to win but not cover, sorry. Hit Kansas 10 live bets, sorry. You know, it is what it is. What did you think of the national championship?
I think that what we saw early was exactly what we predicted the game to be like, right? You're like, clearly Kansas is the better team, but why won't these fucking Tar Heels go away? Like, why are they so gritty? They just kept fighting. And that was the whole story of the first half. And then Kansas goes cold. They go up 16 or whatever it is, 15 at half. And then you saw who really was the better team in the end, in the second half. I didn't, because the game started at 9:40 and I was asleep. But from what I heard, you saw who the better team was.
Halftime or before?
Halftime. And I watched the whole halftime report. So, like, even before, like, it was, like, in between the last commercial break and the ball being inbounded, I just, like, couldn't keep my eyes open. Mm-hmm. I saw that you live bet them 10 times. 10, right? Apologize?
Apologize for what?
Just apologize for live betting Kansas 10 times.
Why would I apologize?
Because you're apologizing for everything. Sorry.
I'm not sorry about
that. Anyway.
Well, I'm sorry to the sports book that took my
life. Anyway. I ended up betting, first off, let's just talk about our bets in the game. UNC first to 10. Okay. They get down 5-0, 7-2. Wasn't even close. Then they're the first to 15. They're the first to 20. They're the first to 25. They're the first to 30.
No, UNC won every segment besides first to 10, which is the one we bet on.
And 5.
Right.
Yeah, which was the one we bet on. But I just had this feeling all day that UNC was going to win. And I didn't end up betting on them because I knew I wasn't going to watch the game, so I wanted something quick. Had I watched the entire game, had it started at 8 p.m., I'd be a little less multi-billionaire from this podcast than I was the day before. Anyway, but it just started the exact way that I thought, that Kansas was the better team. UNC just had this mojo. They were hot. They weren't going to fight. I saw these two guys that look like freaking Bryce Hall and Josh Richards on Kansas. Number 2, the guard, and number 44, they look like they're 15 years old. You've got Brady Manek, who looks like he's 65 years old. I was just like, this is boys versus men, and the men are going to fight harder. And I thought, I went to sleep thinking UNC is going to win that game. I thought 15 is way too insurmountable to come back. And as is tradition, I was wrong. UNC came back. I mean, Kansas came back. Kansas wins the tournament. I don't know. Who was the most outstanding player? Was it McCormick?
Agbaji was.
Yeah. Listen, that guy's Steph Curry. First off, how come we see that how that game ends in Villanova? He goes, what, 11 of 12 from 3, 10 of 11, comes out firing first play of the game. This guy, this motherfucker don't miss. But I think McCormick should have been the most outstanding player in the tournament.
The irony was that he shot like 2 of 7 from the free throw line on his first 7 attempts. Like, he was 3 for 3 from 3 but couldn't hit. McCormick was huge in the Final Four game and then in the championship. And then Remy Martin, who's got that Markel Fultz-looking-ass jump shot, came in 4 for 4 in the second half, 3 big threes. He was huge for that.
There's no reason to bring Markel into this.
It was just a – it was a – complete team performance. Bill Self kept himself out of it, which is a huge thing. He's not that good of a coach, let's be honest, but they got the job done. Congrats to the Jayhawks. And Abe, you're way too early. 2023 national champ. Like, the sportsbooks are tweeting out,
not Gonzaga.
Sportsbooks are tweeting out odds. Like, so I went back and looked at the odds. Texas had better odds than Kansas preseason. Like, it's just too far in college hoops to project out. Like, you have no clue. So please don't place any
overall weight. Overall, out of 10, what would you rate this March Madness?
I put it like a
6.
I put it like an 8.5, honestly. I thought the Final Four was, you know, Duke Carolina was spectacular. The championship was spectacular. One shining moment. There were zero buzzer beaters, but I thought day 1 and 2, they're the same every year. You can't rate them. Like, it's just mayhem for the first 2 days. There's a million games going on. So after that, you know, you have to talk about the storylines. St. Peter's was super fun besides, you know, Purdue being the schmucks that they are. I thought it was a really excellent tournament. Last year's was all in Indy, so it was weird. They finally had the regions back, so I thought it was a great tournament. You call it a 6 for what?
Yes, they did the Western region in Buffalo, New York.
Yeah.
The infamous Western Buffalo, New York. I'm going to go 6.5. I don't know. You had the St. Peter storyline. You had Duke UNC. And that's kind of all it was to me. I mean, the Sweet 16 games were unbelievable. The Elite Eight games were garbage. The Final Four, one of them was great. The National Championship, I heard it ended up being good, but I don't know. I think I need at least like one buzzer beater, you know?
One buzzer beater would help.
That's it. Like one half court heave, and you don't. I didn't really get
the Arizona.
I'm gonna give
TCU
it a 6.5 because
that was a great game. Like, Mathurin hit the big shot. There was the controversy on the foul. Like, that was pretty good. But outside of that, I agree. There weren't like crazy. Caleb Love's shot in the Final Four was big, but outside of the big moments,
I'm gonna go 6.5 for the aspect of no buzzer beaters, for the aspect of Villanova, which is a Philly school, got bounced, but since they lost, not a Philly school, and the refs. Fuck the refs.
Yeah, refs are always
just brutal. Annoying.
The
like point... that video of the Illinois dunk is still in my head.
Yeah, it got tweeted.
The guy getting teed up for hanging on the rim.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Pretty
I didn't even see
bad.
That.
So Chris Paul has now completed 4 seasons on 4 different teams and holds the all-time single season wins record. I already see you loading some bullshit, so why don't you just spew it out?
I'm not loading any bullshit. Like, this is another accomplishment to Chris Paul's career. Why the fuck is my top shot of him in the dirt?
Like,
should have 2x today.
It always
should have 2x today
to that, huh? That's fair. That's fair.
I mean, that's Chris Paul for me. That's like, I was like, you know what, legend, buyable moment, I got it. If anyone wants to buy it from me, Jack, you want to buy it from me? I know you saw after taxis. You could see how liquid you are.
Yeah. I'm
getting
my
wishy-washy
dude, I'm getting my bill Friday.
You're getting your tax return?
No, not return. I'm getting my tax bill that I have to pay.
Yeah, I have to do that. Thanks a lot. You're a fucking cop.
I got you. Anytime. I tried to save you money by not betting on Tiger, but you're throwing more money away to the government. Abe, DK Metcalf rumors... they're firing away.
Oh, there's a DK Metcalf roommate rumor?
You want to know the funniest thing that has probably ever happened? The person who started that the Jets offered the 10th pick, they flamed him. They flamed his ass for saying he was lying. Who would not have sources? Disgusting.
Wait. So, wait.
This guy came out and
said...
the
guy who leaked... they offered the 10 for Tyreek?
No.
A
guy came out and said the Jets offered the 10th overall pick for DK Metcalf. And then many different news sources said that never happened. That's tough.
Duh.
What do you mean?
We need one of those. Wait. I can't believe that you... for those of you that live under a rock, the reason that these DK Metcalf rumors are coming up is because of this podcast and our sources. Right. Jack tweeted out a few weeks ago, but nothing was imminent between the Chiefs and Packers. Again, nothing imminent. Just doing a little DD on a little DK, a little DDDK on that aspect. But Jack also blew a great opportunity in the source world to really elevate his game.
Look, we got inside info.
What do you have to say about that?
We got inside info that Ben was going to be shut down for the season. And
weeks ago,
and out of respect to a player,
Jack just decided to sit on it.
It's just that's
since when the fuck does the media respect players?
I want to be the respect.
The first
media.
Segment when a team, Jack, the first segment on every show when one team gets eliminated from the playoffs is who do we blame? Every single time. There's no such thing as respecting players in the media.
That's
if you
why
have
they hate
sources,
the media,
that's why you write.
That's why they hate it, though.
If you were to get into the source game, Jack, you got to learn to be hated. You got to learn to be hated.
So I did get...
it's as simple as that.
I did get an updated note on our Jamal Murray source. So if you recall, Jamal Murray,
Jack said he may play this year, he may not. That's
no,
his source.
I said actually in March. And then he got delegated or whatever the word is to go play in the G League, but I don't think he's played since.
Assigned,
yeah, that might be the word. And so I got an update that his knee is not responding how they expected it to.
Let's shut him down.
No. He's not out for the season. He's not out for the season. But we do have
You play one. You play one 2K game with him, and you can't shut a guy down.
I like Jamal. He's a good guy.
Or a 3-point contest.
And that's like it's a lot to you know. That's where it gets tough. So. No other inside sources at this time, but Yeah, that it was funny to see the DK Metcalf rumors going around. Like, come to your boy.
They're still going, and he's even commenting on them now.
He's flaming people too.
Like, DK, if you're not getting traded, why haven't you signed an extension yet? Simple as that.
Sign the contract.
Sign the contract, Lamar.
Eagleson, pop in here. I think we got a DM today stating that the Leafs are a poverty franchise. So don't respond to that because don't take more than a minute. Do you have anything else to share prior to your minute?
Am I allowed to respond to that, or should I keep it for my what the fuck?
Yeah, no, keep that.
No, yeah, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, in the hockey
segment. Yeah, don't, shut up. Yeah. Okay, you're quiet. Good. Okay, that's enough from him. Eagleson, you know the deal. What the puck drops 3-2. The Leafs lost 5-1. Go. Or blew a 5-1 lead.
Okay, so despite that overtime loss last night to the Panthers, you know, they were on a back-to-back playing two of the best teams in the league. They had a backup goalie, and I wouldn't really think too much of it. They were getting hot up until that, right at the right time.
Backup goalie that you're all in on.
11 out of 12 points in their last six, beating some of the best teams in the league while doing it, like Florida last week, Boston, Tampa. Unfortunately, they lost to Florida, like I just said, but it was overtime. You know what happens. Matthews, he's about to break the all-time Leafs goal-scoring record. He's got 54. He just needs one more to pass Rick Vive. Also, Mitch Marner, who I've been hard on in the past, is leading the NHL in points since the start of the new year. 63 points in 34 games. And the other night, after beating Tampa, Toronto also jumped them in the standings for second in the Atlantic, now having home ice against them in the first round if they do end up playing them, which it's going to look like they are. And speaking of playoffs, Abe's Calgary Flames are top of the Pacific Division, and they have a few possible first-round opponents, most likely being Nashville, then Dallas and Vegas in that order. And if they do get out of that round, they'll play the winner of LA.
Jack, Eagleson said the Leafs have 11 points in their last six games. The Leafs are Ben Simmons.
No, Ben Simmons is the zero Leafs are Ben points Simmons in his last six games because he's out for the season. I don't really have any thoughts. The Caps are fighting the intern. Has the Caps in his parlay tonight, so Lightning seemed like a stone cold lock. And I don't know. Did Eagleson respond?
My Flames. I've learned that my Flames have a very favorable road to the conference finals. Mm-hmm. The last time I supported a team that had a very favorable road to the conference finals, we all know that. We all know how that ended.
Yeah.
But
Calgary,
they're
they're setting up to be like the upset watch team. They're the top of the Pacific, except they're so soft, and they're gonna play some of these bottom wildcard teams that are a bit grittier, and they're like on upset watch. Like,
and the Leafs are on what are on, and the Leafs are on what watch?
Home ice against the back-to-back champions.
Right,
it wouldn't be an upset.
You're gonna have home
first round.
You're gonna have home ice. You're gonna have home ice and not be the favorite in your first round series.
Very possibly.
That guy was right. Who DM'd us? Poverty. Absolute poverty from your franchise.
No, I disagree.
Well, when did the NHL playoffs start?
There's like 12 games left. 12 to 15 games left. So a few weeks.
Damn, season's long.
That's what I was saying. 82 games. Season goes so long.
82 games, just like the NBA.
Yeah, but it's hockey.
But didn't you pause your season for a week because of COVID?
Yeah, and there was a whole thing with the Olympics and an all-star break and all that. So it's definitely been extended. But Abe, how do you feel about a little friendly wager on the Flames in the first round? Whoever they play, I'll take them.
Yeah, I got to look at the scouting report, see where our guys are, see if Ginla's playing, and then we'll talk. We'll talk when the cards fall their way.
I believe it's Goudreau is the best player on the Flames. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah.
You like that, Abe? Come on.
Yeah.
When did Matthews score last night?
No, he didn't score last night.
When did the Leafs next play?
Tomorrow.
Play next. When do the Leafs next play?
Yeah, when do they
tonight,
next play?
When the people are listening to this.
When do they play next?
Next play is absolutely a different way of saying it.
When do the Leafs next play?
Yes.
When do the Leafs next play? Okay, fair. ish. Just, you know, that just
no. It's like, wrong, it's like, right? The British way of saying it.
Speaking of British, I love croissants. I saw you tweet. Not time sure out. Croissants a pastry.
No, come
croissants
on.
Are not a British food. It's a French pastry.
French?
Yeah.
I don't think a croissant's a pastry.
How is it not?
How would a croissant not be a pastry? That's what I was excited about talking about in this podcast.
What is a pastry then?
A pastry is
like
a,
what are other examples of pastries? Muffins, cakes,
danishes, croissants, mini cakes.
Is a croissant a pastry?
The definition of pastry, a dough of flour shortening and water used as a base and covering in baked dishes such as pies.
Doesn't sound like pastry to me. Oh, actually, often people equate croissants as bread. In fact, croissants are one type of pastry. The basic difference between bread and pastry is that pastry is made from ingredients with high fat content so that the pastry has a flaky texture. You know what this sounds like? What were we arguing about the other week?
Muffins. And
where I was arguing the difference between a cupcake and a muffin, it's the sugar content. Like, come on, shut up. Croissant's bread.
You don't actually think that.
How often do you get a sandwich on a pastry? What other pastries do you get in the form of a sandwich?
You're like super uncultured, and so because of that.
Oh, this kid studies abroad once and thinks he's Pepe Le Pew.
Exactly. And so because of that, you're thinking of eating sandwiches of croissant, but like cultured people, like they go to.
No, I love a plain croissant.
They go to the cafe, they order croissant.
You went to one Asian market this morning and you think you're cultured out the ass because you had a croissant with an egg on it?
Pastry.
I think it's a piece of bread.
Let's poll it. I think.
Do you think croissants are more used eaten individually or with a sandwich?
Individually, for sure.
Yeah, a chocolate croissant is a pastry, but a plain croissant, it's bread.
It might be. Used
you have croissants at the side of your dinner.
Bread. A pastry used as bread.
Bread uses a pastry.
Like avocado, like guac is avocados used as dip. Still an avocado.
My brain's fumbled. Say that one more time. Did you follow on that, Eagleson?
Not at all. I completely
guacamole.
Say that one more time.
Is an avocado dip, but it's still avocado at the base.
Yes.
Guacamole is avocado. Yeah, what's that got to do with bread and pastries?
If you use a pastry to be the bread of a sandwich, it's still a pastry. You've just now used it in a different form.
This sounds a very square as a rectangle. Rectangle is not a square to
That's
me.
Just what that you use that for everything. That's not what we're talking about here. Eagleson, my guy Marlo was in Canada this weekend. And he tried poutine, and he said it was actually disgusting.
I've heard the opposite. I had a buddy who was just in Canada who only ate poutine for like 6 straight days.
I think it's amazing, but it does depend where you get it. Some of it might be.
What are the ingredients in poutine? What's the basic poutine?
So
what's in it?
Fries,
gravy, and French fries,
and cheese curds, and then gravy on top of it.
What could be bad? What could be bad?
Exactly. Like nothing's bad about it. It's amazing. It's one of the greatest meals ever.
So it sounds like he's got a shitty batch of fries.
Yeah, or the cheese curds too. They can make a difference.
Sounds like he ate the fries just out of the fryer rather than letting him sit for a little while.
Came out way too hot. By the way,
instead of letting him sit for a little while.
We're doing an event April 16th for the launch of Snapback Kitchen in New York. Abe will be coming up. If you're in the city, shoot me a message if you're 21 plus. Would love to invite you. It's going to be fun. We got our 37 locations. Can't get it in Canada because fuck the Canadians.
I was going to say, and when's it coming to Canada?
We got to work on across the border. 15 states. Win tickets to the NBA Finals. Going to be fun. Can't wait. Eagleson.
Huh?
If you order throughout the NBA.
Win tickets.
If you order throughout the NBA playoffs, you're entered into a raffle to win all expenses trip to the finals with me.
So they'll pay for my subway from my apartment to the Wells Fargo Center?
And the ticket to the game.
Will they Will they pay for, if I don't want to take the subway, will they pay for my Uber from here to Wells Fargo?
Sure. It's not they, it's
will they pay for my us. Will they tax me for it? Anytime somebody something that you pay me for,
I think you probably do get taxed on it. No, but there are those funny stories of like you win these prizes and you have to get taxed on it, on the value of it. And so people like get screwed because they accept these prizes. Not really funny. Eagleson, final thoughts.
I'm just so hyped for the Leafs and the playoffs. I'm so excited.
Perfect. Beautiful. Amazing.
I don't think they're going to let me down this time. It feels different. Like, Matthews is unbelievable.
Oh, how can you be... God. Wait. How can you be so excited and all in, but then follow that up with, I don't think they're going to let me down?
Like,
just, all in is telling me that Austin Matthews will be hoisting.
No, I know, except they've done this so many times. Like, it's always going to kind of be there. And they did just blow a 5-1 lead. But, like, I'm trying. Like, and I am optimistic. But it's always going to be there just because of who they are.
Eagleson, mm-hmm. A wise man once said, when you take a deuce, you don't stand there and look at it. You flush the deuce and move on. Flush the deuce. Flush game 7 against the Hawks. Then move on.
A toilet's going to be clogged. Simple. There's too many. That's just not going to work.
Nice old double-decker,
yep.
The Toronto Maple Leafs. You don't actually... I can just tell by the tone of your voice that you don't legitimately think the Leafs are going to win the Stanley Cup, and that's fine, but, like, I also don't appreciate the fake I'm all in shtick. You know what I mean?
I know. Like, I am all in on that team, but I think it's hard to ever believe that your team, like, for a fact, is going to win the championship and whatever.
Okay, and that's how you know Eagleson's a pussy. Final thoughts?
We got work to do.
Look, you're delusional. You're delusional if you really do believe that.
2 years with us and you haven't learned a single thing.
You guys have been wrong every time that you've thought that.
Eagleson, what don't you understand? All in and delusion are synonymous. That's what that means.
But Eagleson, here's the thing. When I picked the Ravens to win the Super Bowl for the fourth consecutive year, in my heart of hearts, I will genuinely believe that. And Abe is respectful. And last season, in his heart of hearts, he finally admitted, I don't think the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. And I said it to him before the playoff game. I said it to him before the playoff game. And what he just did to you, I did to him. And I looked him in the eye and I said, I know I've known you for too long. I know you don't believe that you guys are going to win this game. I know you don't, and you can talk yourself into it, and when you wake up Sunday morning, you can say, fuck it, why not us? And that may be true. They could have won that, but deep down, when you know, Abe genuinely believes the Sixers are going, not have a chance, not lace up on whatever, he genuinely believes this is the year the Sixers win the ship, and that's where you need to get to. So whatever you got to do to get there, figure it out. But you can't go in halfway.
It's really
in.
Fun for the time being.
Okay.
Because until they lose 4 games, they have to lose 4 games out of 7, Eagleson, to be knocked out of the playoffs. That's a lot of
Which they've done for the past 20 years.
But this is different. You heard him. This is different.
Right.
You got just time. Eagleson. Mm-hmm. You got 2 weeks.
We don't record till Sunday. You got 2 weeks till the playoffs or such. Go to your local cafe, whatever you call it there. Get a bowl of poutine, plate of poutine, bag of poutine, whatever you guys put it in. And lock the fuck in. All right?
All right.
Lock in.
I am locked in. Are you guys going to come down for a playoff game?
It would be coming up.
I'm booked for the first round, though.
Why?
Up.
Come down.
Up.
Come down. Wait,
what? Could make, can't do anything for the...
Could make it exciting.
Make what exciting?
Just the experience. Like, wouldn't you guys want to see a hockey game? Why did I even ask
this?
It's fun. Playoff hockey games are fun.
I feel like we get to Toronto quicker than you do.
No. I could, like, fly in there. It's like 45 minutes, maybe less.
But you're not gonna fly in, obviously.
How long is the flight from Philly to...
Maybe.
Think about 3 hours.
Flight from Philly to Toronto is... Dude, the flight from Philly to Toronto is an hour and a half.
There you go.
All right.
See you by dinner.
I already told you, if you guys play, are you allowed in our country?
Yes.
Yeah, right? Are you allowed to come back?
Yeah.
Even if you go down to Florida?
Yeah, all that stuff's... Yeah, I don't think the state makes a difference.
I mean, that's not a state.
Florida's not a state, my boy.
That's something different. All right, I told you, if you go to the Cup, we're going. And if you play the Panthers, we're doing content. And you have to come to Florida, if that's right.
Oh, deal. 100%.
Live pod, me, Abe, our Miami beat reporter, and Eagleson.
I am not committing to any of these trips until after the Sixers hoist the Larry O'Brien Trophy. And Eagleson, that's how you go fucking all in.
I can't
it's
wait.
It's always
the
in
Raptors
the back of your mind.
You guys in the first round, that's gonna be freaking hilarious.
Name the Raptors starting lineup, bitch.
Siakam, Ananobi, Van Fleet.
I think he's hurt, isn't he, Jack?
He's still started. Though.
I don't think that counts.
Go ahead.
And the rookie of the year, of course.
You guys have Evan Mobley?
That's not the rookie of the year. He's not the
Wait,
rookie.
Wait, so name him again? I think you missed one.
Siakam, Ananobi, Barnes,
Siakam,
Van Fleet, Birch? Maybe he's not starting. I don't know who's
starting. Gary Trent Jr.
Ah, I forgot about Gary
Who's
Trent.
Their big? Who
name me three of your bench players
who
not
plays,
named
yeah,
Ken Birch.
Yeah, who plays the five?
I think Ken Birch sometimes starts for them, but...
He said that.
They're just a wing. No, he's not a starter, but according to their depth chart, but he sometimes gets thrown in. They just run around with wings. Name me three players not named Ken Birch on their bench.
That's not fair. I don't know if I
Is there a guy with the last name Thomas? Shit.
Matt Thomas?
No, I don't think he's on the team
playing
anymore.
With him in 2K. I'm not sure.
Okay. So... Don't talk shit until you know about your squad, okay?
Definitely
okay.
Talk shit.
That's why I haven't talked shit.
I'm going to talk shit if they beat the Sixers.
Much love. Enjoy your weekend. Peace.